Thank you for listening in. It's time for Hijinks to ensue again. You're all such fools, but you are fools until the end. And if you knew Bobby and decided to do a podcast, well then you would see my life is so damn frustrating. And the blue coyote says white claw giggles and tears.
So I was sitting around with my friends listening to my favorite wrestling podcast the other day.
Pitter patter.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Hijinks and Sue's Wrestling Podcast, the HEWP. I'm your host, Blue Coyote, and as always, I'm joined with my tag team partner for life, Bobby E. What's going down, clown?
Nothing.
It's always my favorite.
It's going to be my theme for the week.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Straight up depression.
Good on you, man.
Hell yeah.
So, I think for today, we want to talk about some, like, movies, TV. What do you want to do? You want to talk about the dreaded Late to the Table that we've got coming up this week? We can do it today. We can do it later. Whatever you want to do. It's your show, man.
Nah. I take no responsibility.
All right. Well, let's kick things off with some Marvel movie news. Ooh. Marvel has reportedly agreed to Tobey Maguire's request for more money for Spider-Man 3.
That's fine.
What if he's not even going to be Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire is Spider-Man.
No.
Yes.
No.
Have you not seen Spider-Man 2 when he stops that subway train? Have you not seen it?
Oh, I saw it. I saw it in theaters.
So did I. I cried.
That's because you don't trim your fingernails and you were digging the sand out of your vagina and scraped yourself.
Nope.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the greatest scenes in Marvel cinema.
I know that we're moving on and yesterday was wrestling news, but I do have to... I got one more piece just because I like to hurt your feelings sometimes.
I love it.
Stone Cold Steve Austin has confirmed that his in-ring career is over.
Yeah. No shit.
You brought it up. You're like, oh, he's coming back. He's gonna do. He's ready to go. He's coming back.
His knees are made of glass. He is glass from that M. Night Shyamalan trilogy.
Shyamalan ding dong.
That was a great trilogy.
Hey, did you see this tweet from Mick Foley?
Ooh, who's he talking about?
Well, we'll discuss that off air. I don't want to get political.
Oh, I know who it is. I'll get political.
No.
All right.
We don't want to do that. Are you okay?
No, I'm just dying.
Ah.
Slowly but surely.
Don't be calling me Shirley.
What the fuck was I Googling?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Did we talk about the horrible train wreck that is known as the Wonder Woman movie?
You did last.
Okay, just time. Double checking, because it's still fresh in my mind how horrible that was.
V8.
V8. That's how you got to get your vegetables. They are not an official sponsor of the HEWP.
Isn't that like tomato juice?
Mm-hmm. Don't make throw-up noises while I'm trying to swallow.
You might spit.
Oh, I walked into that one. I just had to breathe. There was a little pressure.
That's the difference between like and love. Spit and swallow.
Oh.
Pew.
Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, Tom Holland, right?
Is the best Spider-Man.
Negative.
Yeah.
He is to play Nate in Uncharted, the movie.
Okay.
You have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about, do you?
No idea who that is.
I fucking love this moment in my life!
It's a video game, isn't it?
A very successful series of video games.
Well, I'm sure if it was so successful, I'd heard about it.
Imagine Tomb Raider.
Okay.
With a dude.
Okay.
PS4 graphics.
Okay.
He's playing that character.
Okay.
Smaller boobs.
Okay.
It's great.
Goddamn.
Oh, Godzilla vs. Kong streaming release conflict close to being resolved. It had been said that Warner Brothers was going to be releasing all of their movies direct to HBO Max this year, and I was super excited because I could sit in my own home and watch Godzilla vs. Kong, but there has been a streaming conflict, so let's click in there and take a look. Warner Brothers is nearing a deal with Legendary to resolve the conflict surrounding Godzilla vs. Kong that ensures a theatrical and HBO Max release. Well, that only makes sense. I mean, that horrible Wonder Woman movie was released in theaters as well.
You fucking hated that movie.
It was not good. I know some people that liked it. Okay, so at work, we all kind of watched it at different times. I want to say I was one of the first to watch it, and I was just like, did anyone see that? And they're like, yeah, it wasn't that great. And I was like, no, it was terrible.
Look,
I said it had some good moments, but otherwise it was like, eh. Oh, cool.
No!
You sure he's not just going to be doing, like, cutscenes for the video game? Anyway, back to real news. But this one guy at work just thought it was great, and he was like, no, it was awesome. It was a good movie. I really liked it. It was totally good. And I was like, okay, well, you're entitled to that opinion, agree to disagree, but he wouldn't let go. And then it, as the days went on, every new employee that came in that's part of our team was like, oh, I watched that Wonder Woman garbage last night. He just got mad.
Excuse me. Hey, look, my vape's on your advertising.
Oh, it's because they heard you come in earlier and ask about your vape.
Oh, there's the red one.
This decision came as a surprise to Legendary, especially since WB blocked a deal to sell Godzilla vs. Kong to Netflix for more than $200 million. It didn't take long for reports to surface that Legendary, who financed 75% of the film and the stars and creative involved with the film, were not happy with the idea of simultaneous theater and streaming launch. But they're close to working it out, so hopefully I can kick back and relax in my recliner and watch McGilla Gorilla and Lizard McStuffins go at it. What are we pointing out? What are we pointing out?
Oh, go back up. It's a movie about January 6th.
Forever Purge. when the Buffalo Super Soldier stormed the Capitol building.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
So it looks like the Thor Love and Thunder
can't wait.
On-set photos have revealed that some Guardians of the Galaxy actors have made appearances. It only makes sense because as we last saw the Guardians of the Galaxy and Thor joined them. He got on their ship and kind of tried to assert his dominance over Star-Lord and take over. It was a funny moment of the film.
Never seen it.
You a lie. You watch that movie once a week. Shut up. Every time I talk to you, it's like, what have you done? I'm watching Avengers Endgame again. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's fucking good.
It is good.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman 1984 falls to rotten on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's not good.
That's a big duh. Do 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 do.
The Batman.
The Batman. There was some new Batman news that came across my radar late last night. I did not look into
it. Yeah, now I'm hearing that Keaton's not going to be in it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not liking this.
No. Keaton was never supposed to be in the Batman. he was going to be in The Flash. And then he had signed up to do like a TV series for HBO Max where he was going to be Batman Beyond, be the older Bruce Wayne. He was never supposed to be in the Batman.
Oh, okay, okay.
He doesn't have to be in the Batman because he is the Batman.
Yes. Him and Affleck are.
Affleck!
Upcoming movies, Dungeons and Dragons.
Let's click on that.
Captain Kirk is going to be in it.
William Shatner?
The other one.
Chris Pine?
Yes.
Well, he's got a lot of free time after doing that horrible Wonder Woman movie.
Maybe they can use that dildo-shaped rock to wish their way out of that movie.
I do want to note that Dungeons & Dragons director John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein are huge D&D fans. They are fans of sci-fi, horror, action, all, you know, all that badass cartoons from the 80s. I think they're going to do really good with this film. I'm looking forward to it.
When's the release date?
Just says 2021. You know what that means.
2000 this, never.
This year, sometime, we will have D&D movie. Hopefully. Let's look up a synopsis. A live-action film reboot of the Dungeons & Dragons movie franchise itself based on the fantasy adventure gaming property of the same name. The project was in development at Warner Brothers for several years before it moved to Paramount, after Sweet Pea Entertainment and Hasbro reached a settlement over the ownership of sequel rights. This will be one of the first movies released by the studio Allspark Pictures, which launched in October 2017. So, Allspark Pictures launched 4 years ago, and this is going to be one of the first movies they release?
Good on them.
Interesting. I know that Hasbro is trying to create a universe similar to the Marvel Cinematic Universe where a lot of their properties are going to intersect. So we've got a Snake Eyes movie coming out. It's going to tie into G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe and Transformers, Mask, a couple other shows. They're all going to be like part of the same universe. Looking forward to it.
I love Mask.
I love Mask.
Working overtime. Fighting crime.
I've been getting a lot of Mask stuff on Facebook. They've been showing, like, fans all over the world are building Mask vehicles, like replicas, out of Lego.
Nice.
And you're like, oh, that looks really cool, because, you know, the vehicle will be, like, the size of my phone, and then the Lego one is, like, this big. And you're like, oh, cool. It looks really good. Well, then, they'll show a video, and they actually transform it. So, there's some heavy-duty Lego engineering going on in those projects, but looks pretty good.
You know that D&D cartoon spawned the creation of three different classes in D&D? Barbarian was one of them. Uh-huh. That's a huge one in D&D. I think, what was the other two?
Acrobatics, yeah.
Acrobat. And one other. They weren't around in D&D until that cartoon came out.
Interesting.
I thought so. Ugh.
What?
That bitch is ugly.
Yes. Do we know anything else?
Oh, sorry. I was reading. No, I don't. Oh, Matrix. What? Matrix 4 fans?
There's a Matrix 4 fan poster that imagines Keanu Reeves' return as Neo. It's not actually from the studio. Calm down.
I don't care.
But, and speaking of one of our favorite actors, Keanu Reeves, and the John Wick saga, there is another film coming out by the same producer-writer called Nobody.
Okay.
And it's going to be, from what I can tell in the trailer, it looks to be set in the John Wick universe.
Okay.
So, hold what you're doing. We're going to take a quick pause on the show so that I can show you this awesome trailer, and then we shall discuss.
Okay.
We'll be back.
And, then that
and we're back. What did you think?
Loved it. I can't wait. I'm going to go watch all three today.
Yep.
John Wick's.
I was trying to do that at Christmas. I was going to watch them with the fam. We were going to call it the Saga of St. Wick, but we never got around to it. Wasted all my time watching that stupid Wonder Woman movie instead.
Idiot.
I think this is my new thing, the stupid Wonder Woman movie. I'm talking like Kevin Nash, fuck that piece of shit level of new thing.
I like Kevin Nash.
Why don't you go do a fucking podcast with Kevin Nash then?
That's an open invitation, Kevin Nash.
Ah! Damn it! Just don't bring my name up. Just don't talk about me.
Oh, we will. The Bukkake Coyote will come up.
You dick. Fucking hate you. How dare you?
How dare I?
But yeah, it looks good. If you'll notice during the trailer, and I can't recommend it enough, everyone go check out the trailer for Nobody. There is a rated R trailer with lots of badass violence and cussing and everything else. But there is a scene where he is at a pinball machine and he opens it up and there's a box in there with little bricks of gold and coins and stuff. And to me, I just like screamed John Wick. Like, this motherfucker is the John Wick for the U.S. government. And he's played by Bob Odenkirk. Better Call Saul.
Never saw it.
A lot of people would not have seen this coming.
Looks like a great movie.
It does. Looks great. Latest movie news and rumors.
Oh my god, it's the weekend. Took you a second. That's good shit.
Thor, Love and Thunder, Melissa McCarthy, and husband share hilarious audition tape for the Marvel sequel. Interesting.
Sequel. Oh.
To Thor.
Alright.
It's the third one in the series. Fourth one in the series. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. You're old.
You were there right there with me.
I'm looking forward to Leto's Morbius.
It does look good.
It does. I think that's a much better fitting role than
the Joker?
The Joker.
The Joker.
Batman!
More Michael Keaton Batman movies could allow DC to showcase unexpected villains.
Who would you like to see? Who would y'all like to see show up in a DC movie as a villain?
I'd actually like to see Deathstroke. We got teased.
Yeah.
I'd actually like to see him, you know, do some shit.
They picked a good person to play.
Yeah. Clayface, I think, could be cool. In like a horror-esque, scary. I'd like to see a better version of Mr. Freeze.
Wouldn't we all?
Gorilla Grodd.
Chill out.
We're going to remake the world as Adam and Evil.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. This isn't a tumor. I'm having a baby.
I love Schwarzenegger.
Elon Musk responds to becoming richest person on the planet.
Good for him. He deserves it.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
After what he did to Johnny Depp, fuck that guy.
What did he do to Johnny Depp?
Look, you can compartmentalize all you want, and you can put Johnny Depp in one realm of your brain and Elon Musk in another, but... nope.
Slotherin.
Oh, well. Let me check my phone and see what else I had on movie or show news. I know we discussed it before, the end of season 2 of The Mandalorian and how great it was, and then the promise of the Book of Boba Fett. Now, many people were concerned that Fett was going to be hijacking the Mandalorian because, specifically, it's not necessarily called Din Djarin the Mandalorian. It could be about any Mandalorian. Could we get some Bo-Katan? Could we get some Boba Fett? Could we even go way back and get a prequel series about Jango Fett? Sure. But that is not the case. The Mandalorian will proceed with Din Djarin in Season 3 with Pedro Pascal coming off that wicked, horrible movie that he was in as Wonder Woman's arch-nemesis, Maxwell Lord. Oh, my God. But Mandalorian Season 3 will continue with Din Djarin. The Book of Boba Fett is going to be a separate series.
Okay.
The character proved well enough. Now, he was in several episodes, so we won't really call it a backdoor pilot, but we all know that title's reserved for one Mr. Berto A.
Huh?
You're the backdoor pilot.
Sweet.
Ooh, I hear my tummy on
the I know, mine's microphone. Making noises too. I was hoping it didn't pick up.
Would you like some V8?
Oh, fuck no.
But it's so good.
That was a terrible movie that was actually good.
What?
The Green Hornet.
That was a terrible good movie. I love the Green Hornet series as a kid. Watching reruns.
Wasn't Bruce Lee in it?
Yes, he played Kato. And I loved it because they did a crossover with Batman. With Adam West and Burt Ward. So that was really cool. But even back then, where Batman was kind of campy, the Green Hornet was more serious. I think it's what the Batman show should have been. But that movie, when it came out, was done really well. I knew it was going to be a comedy with Seth Rogen, but Kato was supposed to be played initially by Stephen Chow, which I was super excited about because I love him in Kung Fu Hustle and Shaolin Soccer. And then he decided he was going to go back to China and make a sequel to one of those movies, and it never came to fruition. Now, I have heard that there is a sequel to Kung Fu Hustle coming out, so I am excited for that.
I'm excited for you.
Thanks. Moon Knight on Disney Plus series adds synchronic duo Benson and Moorhead as the directors. Are you excited about Moon Knight?
I haven't seen a trailer yet, so we'll see.
Okay. Do you know anything about that character?
Yes.
I love that character.
The costume is super cool.
It is. It's like a white Batman suit.
With a hoodie. Don't care.
I do. So let's talk about it. Cobra Kai Season 3 came out New Year's Day.
Boo!
I watched the entire season in like 5 hours.
Don't doubt it.
It was glorious! If you are excited to see this show and you have not yet, stop right now, press pause, go watch the show, come back, and pick up. Because we're about to talk about some spoilers.
He is.
That show was great. Daniel goes back to Okinawa, and he meets his old girlfriend from Okinawa, and they talk, and she's, oh, I think I can help you, and then enter Chosen Sato.
Whoa.
The guy that he got into a fight with, it was a fight to the death.
To the death.
In Cobra Kid, in Karate Kid 2.
Whoa.
It was awesome. And Chosen was all like mean and shit.
Whoa.
And then all of a sudden he was like, and started joking with him and was really nice. It was good. It was a good moment. And then I kept checking IMDb for a cast list to see if Allie with an I was going to show up. And she wasn't listed in any episodes. And
she knew better.
I thought, damn it, this is going to not be where I want it to go. And then boom goes the dynamite. Allie with an I shows up. She has lunch with Johnny. They go to the country club. Daniel's there with his wife. They all have like a double date.
Orgy.
It was totally awesome.
Swingers.
Loved it.
Love that show.
It was good. It was good. Why won't you talk about this with me?
Because I'm not going to watch that bullshit.
It's good.
I don't care.
You should. It's good.
But I do not.
You have no taste. That's why we're friends. You have no good taste. So you picked me as a friend. We're family now. You're stuck with me. So Disney Plus has not figured out the whole streaming game. People want all the shows at once so they can watch them in like 5 hours and be totally happy. They prefer to release, like traditional television, one episode a week. It is now being reported that WandaVision will debut on Disney Plus with two episodes on premiere day.
On premiere day. And then you have to wait a month for every
episode. You have to wait a week.
Fucking Disney.
It's going to be a good show. Are you going to watch it?
I have not seen any of the WandaVision, so I do not have...
It has not come out yet. Have you seen the trailer for it?
No. No, I'm never going to see it because I don't have Disney.
I can hook you up with it.
I don't want to see it. It looks so dumb.
But it's going to feed into Spider-Man and Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
I'll wait for those movies to come out.
You're hurting me right in my heart.
No, Disney's not going to suck me in.
You're hurting me in the heart.
Stab you in the fucking heart.
Ooh, for our fans who enjoyed Nickelodeon programming in the 1990s, there is a new
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Curse of the Shadows! Trailer revealed Nickelodeon's new Midnight Society.
Sounds stupid.
Well, because you were too old.
Oh.
When this show came out, you were like busy being a parent and working for a living and being an adult.
Wait, didn't Nickelodeon make Fairly Odd Parents?
Yes.
That was one of my favorite shows.
That was a good show. They also made SpongeBob SquarePants.
He just passed away.
SpongeBob passed away?
Basically, yeah.
Oh, the voice?
Yeah. The creator.
And that was our moment of silence for the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants.
It was, because what are they doing with that horrible movie?
What movie?
Event Horizon.
Event Horizon Ultraviolet Director's Cut. They're going to release a Director's Cut.
Why?
Oh, no. Question mark? Jason Isaacs has some bad news.
Good. Just throw that movie in the garbage. Speaking of throwing movies in the garbage, remember I told you I bought that Dreamcatcher movie?
Yeah.
I finally watched it.
Uh-huh.
That's the stupidest shit I've ever fucking seen.
I warned you. I said it had like one good funny scene and that was it.
It was so bad.
You want to talk about it?
It had everything. Aliens.
Okay.
It was bad, man.
Okay. It had aliens. It had farts. It had a bonfire. It had Stephen King's name attached to it.
What's his name that does all the voice work?
Blue Coyote?
The colored fella.
What?
Does all the...
I hate when you do that. It's 2 days in a row now.
What?
You said the colored fellow.
Yeah.
You're the worst.
What am I supposed to say?
Is he African American?
I don't know. He could be African Canadian.
Okay.
He could be African African.
What voices does he do?
I don't know, like all the voice work.
For what?
He was in Seven.
Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, there you go.
He's African American.
You don't know that.
I do. I know quite a bit about Morgan Freeman.
Okay, well, he was in it.
I'll never forget the day I first laid eyes on Andy Dufresne.
The fuck was that?
That was Morgan Freeman from Shawshank Redemption talking about the first time he ever laid eyes on Andy Dufresne.
Never seen it.
You've never seen The Shawshank Redemption?
No.
The fuck is wrong with you? You're going to watch this bullshit, this fucking Dreamcatcher, but you can't see no fucking Shawshank?
Right.
You've never seen The Shawshank Redemption?
I have not. I have listened to enough people talk about it. I don't need to see it. Dude digs his way out of prison using a spoon. Takes him 4 years. He survives in prison by helping inmates do their taxes. Do I got it?
No.
Well, fuck.
But I love the way you explained it.
That's my version of the Shawshank Redemption.
Why would he need to help inmates do their taxes?
I don't know. Because he was in prison for like tax embezzlement or something.
No, that's not it at all.
I gotta stop listening to people.
And on that note, we are done for the day. This is the Hijinks Ensues, the wrestling podcast, the H-E-W-P, the hoop, the ring, the squared circle, and everything in between. I'm your host, Blue Coyote, and as always, I'm joined with the tag team partner for life, Bobby E.
Shawshank Redemption.
Taxes.